Hello, Audio Boom. So this time last year, on November the 18th, 2016, I went to the cinema for a birthday treat to watch one of my favourite films, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which was released on the 18th of November this time last year. And this was a film written by J.K. Rowling, and so there are no books actually, there are no books or novels following this movie. It was just, she actually, J.K. Rowling had written the movie script herself, and it is based in the Potterverse, in the Harry Potter world. However, the characters and the place and everything, have changed, and it was a nice surprise that J.K. Rowling actually revisited the Wizarding world, because to be honest with you, I actually thought that she was never actually gonna revisit the world, that the Wizarding world again, because she'd put Harry Potter to, that she'd put that series to bed, kind of like thing. And she, at the end of the Harry Potter book, she did say that, she'd finished with that, she'd done with it, and that it was possibly she wouldn't be coming back to the Wizarding World because she wanted to try and write about something different. She wanted to write different books, about different things, and she wanted to try and write something more adultish and things like that. So she started other projects. So I didn't really think that she would ever actually come back to the Potterverse, or to the Wizarding World. Which, so for me, this was kind of like a really nice surprise. And being a really big Harry Potter fan, so I was kind of really excited, when I'd first heard about it. I was really, really excited and really pleased to hear that she'd actually decided to revisit the Wizarding World, and that we were going to get another glimpse of the Wizarding World. But at the same time, I was really apprehensive about it, and really, nervous about the whole thing, because I kept thinking, before I'd been to watch the film, when once I'd heard about it, I kept thinking, what if I don't like it? I mean, I'd seen the trailers, and the trailers all looked really, really good and stuff, but I thought to myself, what if this is one of those trailer films, and what if all the best bits were shown in the trailer, and the rest of the film, isn't up to my expectations, and isn't as good as the Harry Potter, films or the Harry Potter books and everything. And we didn't actually have like I said, we didn't have a novel to go by with this. We just had the movie. We just had to watch the movie, and that was it. There was nothing, to sort of prepare us for this. So I was a little bit apprehensive at the same time as being excited, about the fact that we were revisiting the Potter world. Because I didn't know what, I didn't know what to expect, because the whole setting and everything had changed. Like I said, this was a story that was, or a film, should I say, that was set, 70 odd years before Harry was born. So a whole new era. We're in a whole new era. And this was a movie set in 1926. Was it 1926? Yeah, I think it was in 1926 it was set in. And it was set in New York as well, so we're not actually going back to Hogwarts either. It's a whole new world, a whole different era, and a whole new kind of country, so it was based in New York in 1926, and we're following a different, a whole new character as well. So we're seeing whole new characters and whole new people and everything. So a lot of things were changed, and it was more adultish, so I wasn't really sure what to really expect. But from the trailer, like I say, it did look really interesting. And when I actually did go to watch it, I wasn't disappointed. I was quite, relieved to see that that it was just as good as what I expected. And I totally loved it. I fell in love with the film and fell in love with the characters and everything, and it was just so brilliant, and I really, really enjoyed myself. And I didn't regret, spending money and going to the cinemas to actually watch it either. And the fact that I got to watch it on the release day was, even better. So yeah, I was really happy about it. And so yeah, this film, like I say, it was very different to the Harry Potter books, and the Harry Potter series, because we're now following an adult, with this film. What the film is actually about, a magizoologist called Newt Scamander, who happens to be the main character in this story, and he's an adult, and like I say, he's a magizoologist, and he has, he's travelling to New York with a case full of magical creatures, which he rescues, nurtures and protects, and also educates his fellow students, which also educates his fellow wizards about. So he's gone to New York to release one of his creatures that he's actually rescued, and he's going to New York to sort of release him and back into the wild, and so he travels to New York, and you know, so he travels to New York, and you know, he sort of ends up causing a big catastrophe, you know, and you know, on the way, you know, as he's causing all these catastrophes, he meets three other people who, you know, who like himself are outsiders. You know, Newt's character is quite an interesting one, as I say. He's a bit of an outsider and he's a bit of an odd character. His relationship with people is not so very good, but he has a really great relationship with animals and creatures, you know, with these magical creatures that he keeps in his case. You know, and he really has a really strong bond with them. And so when he meets these other three people, you know, he sort of starts to open up a little bit more and starts to become a bit more comfortable around these people. And, you know, he learns things about himself that he didn't really actually know before. You know, one of the people that he meets is Jacob Skowalski, who is he's sort of a worker in a canning factory, and he's sort of, you know, wanting to open his own bakery. And, you know, the two of them meet, you know, they bump into each other, and they're part, you know, Jacob is part of the catastrophe, and you know, so they become kind of friends, and you know, then there's also, they meet Tina, who is a demoted aura, who works in MACUSA, which is the American equivalent to the Ministry of Magic. So we not only have a new setting, new characters, we also have new vocabulary to learn as well, you know, to look at as well. And, you know, in America, they don't call the non-wizarding people muggles, they call them nomadges. So Jacob is known as a nomad, and, you know, and Tina Goldstein is a, you know, she's an aura who works in MACUSA, which is the Magical Congress of America. You know, she's demoted, so she's trying to, in the film, she's trying to get her job back. So she's trying to get her job back, and, you know, and so she sort of, you know, they end up, you know, she ends up bumping into, you know, meeting Newt, and, you know, somehow she gets involved with Newt and Jacob. And then there's Tina's sister, Queenie Goldstein, who also somehow gets involved in this whole catastrophe, you know, and she's a legitimate, you know, who can read minds and read people's emotions and feelings. So these four, you know, people, you know, start to be, you know, sort of form a bit of a bond. And so this is kind of like your entrance to a much bigger story, because, you know, we sort of also see other different kind of stories in there as well, you know, to do I don't want to spoil it, but there's a creature that, you know, is causing havoc in the city. And, you know, and we're also there's also the story of, you know, the search for Grindelwald, who was Dumbledore's arch enemy, and, you know, the villain before Voldemort. So, you know, there's a lot of elements into this story. I mean, what I really loved about this film was there's an element of comedy, romance, mystery action, you know, everything, you know, that she weaved in so many different genres. And that's what I really like about J.K. Rowling's work. She really knows how to weave in all of these different genres, and she really knows how to, you know, use her imagination, and, you know, and it's just brilliant. And I really enjoyed myself, and I can't wait to actually watch the second film. And they have a few days ago, they released on the 18th of November, they released the title of the second film, which will be Fantastic Beasts, and the Crimes of Grindelwald. So it should be really interesting, and it should be good. I can't wait to watch it, because, you know, I really love this film, and I really want to know, you know, where this story is actually headed and where it's actually going to go, and, you know, what's going to happen with these characters, you know, and how they're going to develop and things. So it should be a really interesting watch, and I just can't wait. But yes, so there you go. I did actually record this 2 days ago on the 18th of November, but I'm recording and posting it today.